don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Doodle Scoop. You don't know what I got.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and this is the Car Care Show with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Mr. Ken Chartel is here with us this morning, the owner, proprietor, mechanic extraordinaire, for lack of a better word. How you doing,
Ken?
Thank
you, Meg. I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
And also with us this morning is Howard Seaton. He is also a marketing consultant here at ADX Communications. And I would say marketing consultant, also extraordinaire, just to throw out the good news here.
Good morning, and I like to stay close to the guys at Affordable Automotive because my car might burn down at any moment.
They are good friends to have, and
yes,
as I've
indeed.
Said before, I have gone to them for many, many years, so they kept my sweet little Chrysler Sebring going for years. So, and Kenny, who's usually here with us, is a little under the weather, so
yes.
If he's listening in, just want to say, hope you feel better soon, Mr. Kenny.
Hope you feel better, son.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around. Take your vitamin C, everybody.
Right.
Make sure you're taking care of getting plenty of sleep.
Exactly.
I know we all ate a lot this past week, but now is the time to get back on that healthy diet, right?
Well, actually, Kenny cooked the turkey this week, and it was really good. He smoked it on the smoker.
Oh,
and
nice.
Just really enjoyed it. It was juicy, not dry.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
He did a perfection job on that.
Okay.
Of course, little Violet had to help, too.
It's the cutest thing. We had a whole family show here about a month or so ago.
Right.
We had the whole gang in the studio. Well, let's get to business because this is kind of an interesting time in terms of car ownership because, as we saw on the news, the Travelers this past weekend was unbelievable for Thanksgiving. On the road, I think it was 43 million, 50 million. The numbers were through the roof.
Right, they were.
And so that made me think, and how many of those vehicles broke down on the trip?
Hopefully.
Many family trips did you have where the car broke down?
How many Thanksgivings were spoiled because they got there late?
Exactly. So let's talk about that because folks will be heading out again as we get into the Christmas holiday as well and other holidays during this season for folks. So what do I need to do? How do I keep my car, make sure my car's okay? And is this a good time to bring it in for a little checkup? And
sure. I mean, it's always a good time to bring them in for a little bit of a checkup if you're not sure on certain things. And if it's been a while, it's a good idea because all vehicles are going to lose some fluids here and there. And so you want to keep everything topped off. And if you're not going on a long trip, whether it's just 100 miles or 500 miles, you still need to look at, get the car looked at or do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can open a hood and, it's
me.
A little little hard to find some of these things anymore.
They kind
of bury everything under plastic
please go
covers.
To the take it from one who knows. Go to the experts.
Right.
And ladies, even if your husband says, oh, I know how to do that, take him to these guys at Affordable Automotive. Trust me on this. And actually tell us where you're located and a little bit more about the business and how folks can find out and get in touch with you.
Well, we're at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway in Gulf Breeze. And we're a mile west of the zoo. And actually, I can say now I've been in business for over 30 years.
You just celebrated. Congratulations.
Because yesterday was our 30-year mark. So.
That's so awesome. Wow.
So now I can honestly say I've been in business for over 30 years.
Three decades. That is something.
So
that
was
fantastic.
Quite a milestone. Some days it feels like it's, some days it doesn't, but I still have a full head of hair, so I hadn't pulled it all out yet.
That's pretty good. Okay, so if you have a question, 850-437-1620. Go ahead, Howard.
So when Ken came in, he goes, well, Kenny's not here, but I can tell you what people are asking me. I said, it's a good topic, is should they spend money on their car right now if they think they need something, or should they buy those Christmas presents?
Oh, dear.
Right.
Gosh,
and I'm saying
that's
if
a tough question.
Yeah, because you were bringing a good point about delaying.
Right. When if you delay, that could cause more problems.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things, sure, you can put off, but other things, you put it off too long, and then you forget about that water leak, and oh my gosh, now I ran low on coolant, and I should have gotten that fixed a while ago.
Yeah, and I hate it to be
but
an either or.
But the wife's going to love the present I just got her.
Yeah. Well, you hate it to be an either or, but maybe there's a compromise in there somewhere.
True, true. And, you know, bring it in and have us take a look, and we can tell you, yeah, this needs to be taken care of right now, or no, you have a little time, you can wait on that. Mm-hmm. So by having somebody who knows what they're looking for, it's always good to have somebody look at it then and, you know, maybe we should fix this now before we go on a trip.
Okay, so I have a question. What are the things that if I get a light or I get a notice, what are the things that I absolutely should take care of immediately?
Well, not always do you have to worry about that pesky check engine light if it's not flashing. If it's flashing at you, you really need to get that looked at right away.
So it's been there for a while. Now it's flashing.
Now it's flashing. Exactly.
Okay,
Now you've hit the end of the road on that one. And now you could start causing a lot of different damages to different components, catalytic converter, things like that. And these are all very expensive components to destroy because of a, you know, $150 ignition coil.
Right.
And some are hard to put in, some of them are not. So you hate to tear up a catalytic converter because of a set of bad spark plugs or a bad ignition coil. And that's usually when the light's going to start flashing, when something major like that is gone wrong. What it's trying to tell you is now when it's flashing, now you're doing damage.
Can I just bring it to your shop, even if I don't have an appointment, if that light comes up?
Well, we really do everything more by appointment, and it's not like at a doctor's office where you have an appointment at 9 o'clock. No, your appointment is for that day, and we will get a look at it that day.
Maybe just to ascertain just how bad it is.
Sure, sure.
Do I need to drop the car off, or can I drive it just a little bit further?
Right, because, again, we try to do our schedule things, and, you know, these other folks have, you know, waited a week or so because that's about what we're behind most of the time.
Right.
So, you know, I can't push those off either.
Of course. I
have to kind of look at those. So, you know, if you can drop it off and leave it with us and it's not priority that you have it right away, yeah, we'll get a look at it then because there's always times we're waiting on a part or something comes up, you know, that we can't get finish this other vehicle. And then that's when we slide yours in and take a look at it.
Okay, we got a text from one of our listeners. The cold weather is coming. Does this affect my battery? That's a good question.
Yes,
very much. Because I'm wondering
about
that. So tell us. Tell us everything we need to know.
So Howard and I were just talking about that outside.
Absolutely.
He was asking me some things.
I think it's on everybody's mind with the weather changes.
Well, I was just,
what do I need
also,
to do?
Also wondering, does anyone give a battery as a gift of Christmas?
Yeah.
Because we could all use one of those.
Yes,
so I'm not sure I would suggest that. I know it's what it's like when someone gets a washing machine.
It was thoughtful.
Okay.
Well, there was a time where when my wife and I, Cindy, we just had moved down here. I had not opened Affordable Automotive yet, but I was working in an independent garage, and it was our anniversary, and it was in September, and the air conditioning wasn't working in our car. So I gave my wife a evaporator core because that was what was bad for it. Though she was thankful she got air conditioning back, that wasn't quite what she wanted.
Listen, after the show, you and I will have a little chat, okay? I've got some good advice in that area.
Great. I could use help in that area. I'm good at fixing cars, but other things...
And I'm not good at fixing cars, but relationships,
You're still married, right?
Yes, I am.
And they are. She's lovely, by the way.
She is.
Okay, we got to get back to the original question now.
Back to the original question.
We digress.
Yes, batteries are something that show up in cold weather. Mainly the battery is destroyed in the hot weather. That's what really ruins a battery. But they're able to hold on until this cold weather snap comes. And then the battery can't hold on anymore. And then you get that dreaded click, 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 or rah, rah, rah. I'm done.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
And so, yes, you know, batteries, if you want to be mindful, replace it every 3 to 4 years. Whether it's bad or not, that's entirely what your wallet can
But
Hold
there
on.
Are, you can test it to see.
Yes, you can test these batteries, and there's different testers out there that you can use to test the battery to see if it still has what we call capacity left. Mm-hmm. That's what ends up going with a battery, is it loses its capacity, and in cold weather, that's why you have those cold cranking amps and those different numbers on the top of the battery. And the reason they do cold is because that is where the battery, when it gets cold, it really does not have the capacity anymore. Mm-hmm. When the battery's warm, it, even though it's failing, it's just not showing up. The oil's thicker in the car. The starter has to work harder, so it needs more power from that battery to just get you going. And so that's a battery, yes, is probably one of the most common things on a freezing cold day.
Okay. Okay. Got another question that just came in from one of our listeners, and that text line number is 850-437-1620. As the weather gets colder, we hear the morning temperatures will be freezing. How important is it that I go out and start my car up and warm it up before I actually use it? That's a good question.
A good question.
Because my thought is, if I don't warm it up, am I hurting the engine? Or because I'm thinking, I'll just warm up as I drive out of here.
Well, that's true. And really, a lot of rule of thumb, years ago when we had carbureted cars, you almost had to let them warm up because that automatic choke that they used on top of the carburetor, that gave it a little more gas when you were, warming up the engine. But if you took right off with them, sometimes it would give it too much gas. The engine could flood. With the advent of fuel injection, the computer monitors that temperature so closely. It knows when to start, if you want to say, take the choke off, even though there isn't a choke. They're actually pulsing the injectors a little bit longer to give it more fuel. So really, do you need to warm it up? It's really your own preference if you like to get into a warm car.
Well, that would be a yes. Okay.
So honestly, in this day and age, it's a good idea to start it and maybe let it run 30 seconds before you drop it into gear and
It's not as necessary as it used to, because I can remember my dad saying, don't you go in that car, get it warmed. I mean, he would tell me to warm it up. So, okay. Got another question,
again, too. That was for the chokes and things like that.
Okay, very good. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. 850-437-1620. Got a comment here. Love the show. I have a question. I was recently on a road trip. Uh-oh, here it comes. We were just talking about that. My tires are brand new, but I noticed a noise from the front getting louder as my speed increases. What could that be? That's interesting.
Well, if the tires are new and you've only heard the noise starting with the new tires, well, then it could be something with that tire. Mm-hmm. There's no question about that. Now, if it might have had a noise a little bit before, but the tires were noisy because they were cupped and you didn't hear that wheel bearing going bad, that could be what you're hearing now, is because now you have nice new tires, nice smooth tread.
Mm-hmm.
The tire is nice and round at this point. Hopefully the manufacturer made it nice and round for you. and it's balanced correctly, then it could be a wheel bearing or something that's starting to make
noise.
And
that's not in the tire.
That would not be in the tire. That's what holds the tire to the car.
Okay. Yeah. So you have to explain these things to me. So that's interesting. So they probably should get that checked out.
Then. It would be, yeah, it would be a good idea to have somebody take it for a test drive. Sometimes you can't distinguish whether it's a left front or right front or a right rear, left rear. Sometimes it could be multiples up in front and back. We've had vehicles like that too where the noise was really bad and it sounded like it was left front. And checked it, and the left front was bad, but what you didn't notice, then you put it back on the ground, take it for a ride. Huh, now I hear a little bit of noise. The noise is better, but there's still a little bit of noise, and now it could be the right front that's making the noise, or a rear.
Right, okay. So, definitely need to get that checked out.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
When I was down there visiting, had to go see Kenny, and he was not there this but. You know, Mark said, hey, he'll be right back. He's on a test drive. So 10 minutes later, in comes Kenny, and he goes, I'm trying to get this problem to duplicate.
Right.
But I can't get it to duplicate, so I'm going to need to drive it more so it will do that. So
correct.
Talk to people about, speak to how you look at that, you analyze, and you're just not going to say, oh, it's all well because we can't get it to do. You're going to investigate to the fullest.
Right. Sometimes there's what they call monitors on a lot of these vehicles. So we'll do an EVAP problem or something. And then there's a monitor that the computer will run the systems through some tests. And if it passes, it says, okay. It gives it a green thumb up, and we can look at that on our scanner. And if it gives it a green thumb up, that's great. Then we know we've hit the problem. If the check engine light didn't come back on and we got the green light on the scanner, then we know we've got the problem. So just, should be solved.
And just taking that little bit of extra time, you're able to solve that, and it'll pop up and say, hey, here it is, and save the customer a lot of
There's nothing worse than... I hate when we give a vehicle back and we couldn't get it to go through its monitor, but the people needed the vehicle, and so we give it to them, and you get that dreaded phone call the next day. Hey, the check engine light's on again.
Yeah, that's not good. But you have to do what you can do, so that's great that you should take the time to investigate.
Right. We spend a lot of time, road testing these vehicles after we get done just to not have you come back the next morning.
Okay, this is Pep Talk with Affordable Automotive. This is the Car Care Show. So first of all, I got a nice little comment. Congratulations on 30 years, Kenny, with a big exclamation point. From a longtime customer, Matt M. So if you know a Matt M, he sends that in to you.
I do know a Matt.
And then we've got another question coming in about some car care. My car, I love this, cracks me up. This is my version. My car sounds creaky. I love this. This is from Sherry.
That wasn't about her husband, was it?
Well, that could be true. My knees get a little creaky, by
the
way.
That would be more creepy.
Correct. Okay. My car sounds creaky when going over bumps. What do the bushings do? What do the bushings do? Bushings?
Right. A lot of times when you get
I don't even know what that is.
Creaking like that, bumps are going through, a parking lot at slower speeds, and you hear this rant, like bed springs or something.
Yeah,
like
I've
the old days.
Yeah.
Now they have foam mattresses, so we don't get those.
Right.
But a lot of times that could be something, the ball joints or a control arm bushing, stabilizer links. There's a lot of different components underneath there that can make a creaking noise.
I guess the question was, what do the bushings do?
Well, the bushings actually hold your control arms onto your frame or subframe, whichever the vehicle has, and that actually holds the tire in place, but it allows it to move up and down to give you a softer ride while you're driving down the road. And those bushings there help, one, cushion, but also to stabilize those linkages so that they don't move around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then if that's something, how often would you have to have those checked? Do they wear out easily, or do they last a couple of years?
Yeah, that's hard to say. Again, it's
based on use.
It's usage? Based on use and what type of road you're on. Mm-hmm. If you're on very bumpy roads all the time, all those parts are going through a lot more cycles of being moved.
Right, so that makes sense.
Straight out on the interstate, yes, everything moves a little bit, but it's pretty smooth, so those parts don't wear out as quick. So it really depends on the way, what you're using the vehicle and things like that, because you no longer can grease any of these parts.
Okay, thank you so much for sending in that question. Got another one. This is the Car Care Show, 850-437-1620, with a few minutes left. Okay, this one says, my check engine light is on. I had it scanned. Was a catalytic converter code. Is it bad to let stay on and not correct that problem, as we don't have emission tests here? Gas mileage seems to be fine and not reducing. Thank you. Any advice?
Yeah, on the catalytic converters, that's true. We do not have any emissions testing here.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not imperative that you fix that right away. But what does happen with the catalytic converters, being it is probably a P0420 or a P0430 code, what's that saying is that the catalytic converter is no longer working efficiently, and it's no longer cleaning up the tailpipe emissions like it should. Now, that's not detrimental because we don't have an emission state here, but what also can happen is these catalytic converters can break down, and when they do, they break apart and they plug the exhaust system
up.
Now you have no power.
Oh, gosh.
Along with the check engine light, and it's like, geez, I have no power. I can't get out of my own way.
Mm.
And unlike my Volkswagen, that can't get out of its own way no matter how I drive it.
So they probably, something should be brought in to get fixed, or?
Yes. I mean, again, that's, being we're not in emission state, you're not forced to fix it.
Gotcha.
So, but you know, then you got to look at that light, and if that light's on now, and then you keep driving around, once that light comes on, it can be stacking codes behind that one.
Oh, right.
And there could be some other codes there that are really important that you're missing because the light's on, and you say, "Oh, gee, I had it scanned, you know, a month ago, and it was just a catalytic converter code." Okay, now a month's gone by and you haven't really noticed anything, but the problem then is if other codes kick in, mm-hmm. like a mass airflow sensor code, you're not going to know this. And now these are something that can keep you sitting on the side of the road.
And so, we don't want that during the vacation season.
No, not through vacation season.
Can't anybody ever came in and said, hey, somebody stole my catalytic converter? Because that happens, right? People are looking for those for money,
gosh.
Right?
Funny thing you should say that. We had one where the vehicle just recently was broke down, I believe in Louisiana. They live here. And the tow truck came to get the vehicle. The customer had a tow truck come get the vehicle to bring it back to Florida. And when we got it up in the air, there was the tow truck driver said, hey, do you have somebody working on this vehicle? And
oh my gosh,
somebody crawled out from underneath it, but the tow truck driver actually disturbed them, and they never got the catalytic converter completely cut off. But
oh wow,
but they got a good start on it.
Oh, that's awful. Okay,
they sell those for good money.
Oh yes.
Well, we don't want to be advertising that.
There's a lot of precious metals in them, and that's why people want to steal them.
That's right. But if you see legs hanging out from underneath your car and it's not you guys,
right? And a sawzall running or a hacksaw.
Either that, or I saw on the news last night there was a bear living underneath somebody's house for a while. So if you see bear legs, you might want to use
that's right.
Then run.
And run, absolutely. True. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. We're about out of time, so wanted to just review your hours that y'all are open and when people can come by, how to get in touch with you.
We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And like I said, we're at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, a mile west of the zoo. And our phone number is 850-932-0811.
All right. Thank you so much, Ken, for being here. And Howard,
thank you,
too.
Thank you, Howard.
This
thank
has
you,
been
Ken.
Pep
Good
Talk.
To see you.
Thanks for listening to Pep Talk. And remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember to love right now.
Sounds good.